This is indeed Near FM, and you're listening to Northside Today with John Healy and Ronnie O'Brien. And in the studio now we have Barbara Jennings, and her guests are Dimpina Murray and Sheila Grant from the Irish Country Women's Association. Over to you, Barbara.
Thank you very much, John. And ladies, Sheila and Dimpina, welcome to the show. And you're representing the ICA, the Irish Country Women's Association. Dimpina, will you tell me, what is the ICA?
Well, the ICA is a national body of women who meet and discuss things, do crafts, have meetings, outings, everything. Sheila will tell us now a bit about the history.
Fantastic, Sheila. Tell us a bit about the history then.
The ICA is organised at three levels. We have guild level, we have federation level, and we have national level. And Dimpina will later talk to you about the guild level. We meet four times a month. And the guilds are also arranged in groups with guilds that are near you. We have Dollymount, Artane, Donnymead, Howth, and Botanic Glasnevin. And we have a group meeting twice a year, and we would have a very brief business meeting where you hear what other guilds are doing, and that often gives you ideas about new things that your guild could be doing. We would then have a meal, and we might have a fashion show, we might have a quiz, we might have entertainment of some kind, and these are enable you to meet a great many more members on a social occasion and to form new contacts. Dollymount also, and most guilds once a year, have what we call an international night. We would pick one country and we would concentrate and learn as much as we could about the culture, about the economic situation in that country, very often with help from the enemy, from the embassies. And then we would invite the guilds in our group to that as well, in the same formula, a meal, some information and entertainment. And then you go on from the guild level to federation level, and the same applies. All the guilds will elect a federation president, secretary, treasurer, etc., and then you would have a committee as well. They have quarterly meetings in the Gresham Hotel, and they organise various events. For instance, very recently, last week, we had Marley Guild and Rathfarnham organised and hosted an impromptu speaking competition and also a choral competition. This week in the hotel, in the Ballsbridge Hotel, we had the annual table quiz, which Dimpina and I attended, and the final of that will be in the Green On in the new year. And they also organised various other things, and we are very happy to know that our annual Carol Festival is coming back again. We will be having it in Dawson Street in St Anne's Church on the 4th of December. Unfortunately, we did lose it for a few years, but we're very, very happy to have that back. And in the next year, Dublin Federation will be celebrating its 65th year, so we're all looking forward to that. And I'm sure we will have very many social and educational events for that. Then at national level, again, we vote for a national president, secretary, etc., etc. And at, they have regional meetings at various parts of the country, and any member can attend. And Dollymount is very lucky insofar as that we nearly always have representation at these meetings. And that gives us an idea of what's going on all over the country. They organise various competitions and events, and in last year was the 100th anniversary of the association, so of course it was a year for great celebration. It started with a ceremony in Bree, which in County Wexford, where Mrs. Harold Lett founded the first guild, and went on from there, and there were all sorts of events, including a reception in Dublin Castle, which the president attended and addressed the association. They also, this year, not to be outdone, we started by hosting the European Area Final of the Associated Country Women of the World. This again was in Bewley's Hotel in Ballsbridge, and we had the World President of the ACWW, Mrs. Mary Kidd, present, and also the European President, who is a lady from Finland, Mrs. Merje Siltanen. And again, President McAleese honoured us with our presence and gave us an absolutely marvellous address. Now, on a working level, we had various talks about women's interests, and unfortunately, at the moment, there particularly violence and trafficking of women was one of the main subjects discussed. Also, we had the representative of on the International Committee, who is liaises with the United Nations, and they would have contact with them, and they would obviously discuss problems of interest to women generally. And as a sort of side effect of that, if you like, each guild or club all over the world, when we have a meeting, we send round a bag called Pennies for Friendship, where we all put a small amount of money or whatever we have into that, and that is all gathered up, and eventually it goes to the Associated Country Women of the World and various women's associations, small clubs in Asia, in Africa and whatever, can apply to the ACWW, and the money is dispersed straight to the people who need it, women to women, no third parties or all the rest of it. And over the years, they have been responsible for projects, you know, baby care, mother care, education, helping groups of women maybe to set up small businesses so that they could improve their lives. And I mean, we have helped, I would say, tens of thousands of people, which I know seems small when you think of the millions, but it's better to help even a few than to do nothing at all. And the association is also a founder member of COFISA, which is the European Union of Families. And they are also have a great input into the various family affairs throughout Europe. And I think now it's time I let Dibna say something.
Well, now, Sheila, that is just amazing. All these international connections and political that people don't associate with the ICA in many ways. Dibna, you've got a great story about somebody's question 30 years ago and the ear of the doll, the government and all of that.
Well, the Irish Country Women's Association and especially our Dollymount Guild have always had questions to ask government, and we were just saying in 1964 they even asked about, you know, they were interested in all the things that are, we think they're old hat to us, but abuse of alcohol, ailing health service, run down and overcrowded schools, traffic gridlock and many more were subjects that were and questions sent to the Dáil many years ago. In fact, in 1964, one of the resolutions passed was calling for prevention of pollution of air and water and the contamination of land that endangered human life and wildlife and the life of domestic animals. And they urged the government to legislate on this, but nobody really listened. And also, we had one of our members that sent a question about drug abuse nearly 40 years ago and what the government were going to do about it. And nothing really was done. They thought, oh, this will never happen here. And like that.
Look at life. Look at life. I mean, it just shows you the women had their finger on the pulse in their local areas.
Yeah, I'll just tell you a little bit about my guild, Dollymount Guild.
Oh, great. Yeah, I didn't feel
In November 1959, in fact, the late Angela Jordan suggested to Nellie Stewart and Maureen Nolan that they'd start an ICA in a guild in Clontarf. Now, Maureen is still a member, thank God, and very good, comes to as many meetings as she can at the moment. And they contacted some friends and put up the usual posters and all. And the first meeting was held in Clontarf Castle. I think it was the 25th of November 1959. It was owned by the Egan family then. Headquarters ICA made a point that it was a rural organisation. So they had to apply under the name of Dollymount because they had to be at least 3 miles from the GPO. And then the inaugural meeting was held in for the first 10 months in Clontarf Castle because headquarters didn't like us to meet in a place where there was alcohol, you know. So they had to go. They went to Belgrove Football Club then.
We couldn't have the girls having a glass of wine could we?
Usher, they weren't even at their annual dinner. They weren't to have alcohol, but then they were
Kidding me.
Yeah, they were allowed one then. Yeah. So I thought
Has it changed since then?
Oh, definitely.
We now have a bar in the Green Isle.
Times have changed, ladies.
So the Dollymount Guild, we are 52 years old now on the 25th of November. And we meet every Wednesday in the Irish Wheelchair Association in their dining room there at 8 a.m. for fun and friendship. And we do, we have craft evenings, we have outings, tours, we have speakers, arts and produce. So anybody that would like to come and join us, they can. They can contact Sheila on 831-0609. Hope she'll be inundated.
I hope so too. And it's for the last year or so, as well as that, we've been concentrating 1 week a month on exercise. We had Tai Chi and we are now doing movement music, which I think all the members find very satisfactory, and we need our exercise.
On the first Wednesday, usually we have a guild night, we'd say. It would be all the business and what's going to happen in the next while, and getting people's views. Everybody, every member has a chance to speak. But we also do a lot of volunteering as well. And recently we've done hats, scarves and these mittens for the Irish Heart Foundation, which our headquarters parcel beautifully. And they're being sold in Kilkenny design for, and every bit of money is going to the Heart Foundation. Now, we buy the wool ourselves, and we pass it on then to them, which is sold at a bit dearer than to get the funds. We also do blankets for the rotunda for the new.
You were telling me this. Tell us about the size of those blankets, Dimple.
They're very small.
Why are they so small?
Because they're for usually the babies, the stillborn babies, and so they'd be very, very small. And what they had to do before is cut up the very big blankets, and they're very awkward and they weren't nice. But these little blankets are very soft. They're done kind of triangle. They're built, you know, they're square really. But
I saw them. They were tiny folks.
And they're very
absolutely
soft.
Tiny and soft and beautiful. Yeah. So and they're for the little stillborn babies.
And the moms then have that the blanket. They can
the
take
smell.
The blanket home, and they have to smell the baby, and they can keep it as a memento as well. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah, the rotunda are very grateful for them. They can never have enough of them, you know. And then we've done different things over the years. The Samaritan purses, we'd say. There were boxes that we put all little things in and sent to Africa. I think a lot of the schools did them as well.
Yeah.
And sent, you know, to Africa at different times, you know. And we've also done, in Eritrea, the women over there, they have to cook over a fire in a very small, confined, smoky place. So we've donated €40 just to make their own fireplace out of a clay or a mud. And it's great because they have a fire, they can cook when they can cook, and they can make things so they can sell them on to make money for themselves, and then they don't have the health problems with the smoke and everything like that. So that was one of the another thing we've done. So also, as you're saying, we have On Green On, which is our jewel in the
crown. Always thought that On Green On was another organisation.
No.
Isn't it? This is you guys.
Yes.
See how much I didn't know, folks.
Yes. Well, it's in On Green On in Termon Fechan, County Loud, and it was donated by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, who gifted it to the association in trust for the benefit of the people of Ireland. So it is absolutely fantastic place. We do courses there that ranging from traditional arts and crafts to computers, business, information technology studies. And it's set beside the sea, tranquil acres of woodland and parkland, and it's close to many historical sites such as Newgrange and Mellifont, you know. So there's leisure facilities there too. There's tennis and golf available adjacent to it. But there was a horticultural college there because they had it when men could only do horticulture years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then they brought it, women could do it there. And then, towards the end of its time there, both men and women could go. But now, since women can go to other colleges, it closed down. It just didn't have enough.
Because Termon Fechan had a great reputation. I was with the nuns doing rural home economics at one stage, and they would have had great connections with On Green On as well, especially on the crafts level.
Oh, yes. Well, we do a lot of crafts, all right. Well,
what crafts do you do, Dimple?
Well, we can do absolutely anything from jewellery making, millinery, card making, embroidery, steelwork, glass etching, anything you think of it, we can do it. And they can run any classes in On Green On. You can specify what you'd like to do. We do digital photography, all these things, and they'll get a teacher in. All we need is about 8 people, and they can do that. And then they have day classes. Now we're going down at Christmas, and they'll do maybe Christmas cards, Christmas decorations, Christmas flowers, any of these sort of things.
Flower arranging, I suppose,
as
well.
All those
cake things. Cake decoration,
cookery.
With,
and if people that were watching ICA boot camp, I know it was a bit extreme at times, but it was good television, I suppose. But people would see the cookery, and we have very good cookery instructors down there. And now they have team building workshops and everything that you can arrange, and short breaks and even weddings. If you're a member of, you know somebody in the ICA, you can, your children can have weddings there. And they have even, they have for the girls' nights out, what would you call them, hen parties, and everything can be down there.
Well, do you know what I'm really impressed with, really, is about all the activities that you have on offer to everybody, but the fact that you're moving with the times and doing Tai Chi, Sheila.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, that's fantastic. That's a real modern... I mean, did you think you'd be doing Tai Chi in the 1960s?
Not
at all.
We did a lot.
No way.
Yeah. We did a lot of yoga as well. And we've done a bit of line dancing. And of course, when you go to On Green On, you can do singing and you can also do dancing there. And we'd have, you know...
They're really with it.
Yes.
It's not this old fuddy-duddy organisation that people... Because there is that idea. It's just women doing things. Women are good, strong women by the sounds of it.
Yes, and they have, you know, there is a kind of an advisory committee as well that would talk to the government on different issues and things like that, you know.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. And do you think that the government listen?
Well, I think they
I hope they do.
We have a big membership.
They have to listen.
Yes.
Well, aren't they the wise ones to be listening to the women for a bit of practicality?
Hopefully. Jimna herself, I know, in the Green On, did a course on millinery, and she has made absolutely fantastic, what do they call them, fascinators. You know, these hats, feathers, and a bit of veiling that cost you the earth in the shop, and Jimna has made some very, very nice.
Fantastic.
Had other
Along
members,
with a lot of other
members yes, and
as
well.
Some fantastic jewellery. I mean, one of our members actually... presented a piece of jewellery to the president,
She?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes.
This is amazing. Yeah. I tell you, you've opened my eyes to the ICA, lady, so you have.
And we haven't even thought of half of the things we should tell you.
Well, you can always come back anytime. Anytime indeed. Have you got any contact details for people to contact you?
Well, Sheila here now will... here's our phone number here. And her Sheila Grant, and she's 831-0609.
Great.
And
is there a website?
There is a website, not for Dollymount, but there is one for the ICA. There is one, all right. It was been set up and more things added onto it as well.
Well, that's just fantastic, ladies. Look, thanks a million for coming along and telling us all. And I do hope you keep in touch and let us know what the women in the ICA organisations are doing for us.
Great.
We would like to keep in touch with you on that.
Thank you very much. And most of all, it's the friendships over the years.
It's the friendship,
and the support from one another. And also, you add 10 years onto your life if you're a member of an organisation, and definitely in the ICA. We've very active members and they're in their 90s.
Exactly.
Yeah, still going. One, I'm thinking especially, she's 94 and she's still doing all the activities and comes to the meetings every Wednesday as well.
Fantastic. And it's young and old. And
anybody over 16 years of age can join in.
Well, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, Sheila and Dimtha. John, over to you.
That's great. Thank you very much, Barbara. And thank you very much, Dimpina and Sheila.
Thank you.
That was great. Thank you.